dear. People have been calling in with jokes. One of them, it's just awful. When the vegetables get together, who leads the rosary? I didn't even say that one right. When the vegetables get together to say the rosary, who leads? Let us. As in, let us pray. Oh, that's just awful. All right, let's go to phone calls.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Sandy from New York, how are you?
Hi, Father, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for calling in.
I have a question for you.
I hope I have an answer. We'll see. What can I do for you?
You were talking about Martha at the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
And I identify myself as Martha.
Yes.
I like to serve.
Yes.
I like service all my life.
Okay.
But, my question to you is how I would know, that was brought up to me, how I know if I'm serving to, for the glory of God or just a personal satisfaction.
Well, it's not the glory of God and personal satisfaction aren't contradictory. You know, if Martha was definitely, oh dear, I'm going to get calls on this, I know, but I would say Martha was not in the right spirit at that time because she complained about all the work she had to do. If she had said, oh boy, I've got more work to do, I love doing this. Then, my grandfather was a banker. And he and his fellow bankers had this German gourmet eating society. And when they came over to cook, these guys would kick all the women out of the kitchen. They enjoyed the cooking and weren't going to share the job when they had one of these grand meals. It was, I forget what it was called, their little society. But and then the time for the dishes came, and they let the women back in the kitchen. But this was another era. This was the early 1900s. I'm not advising this. But the thing is, if Grandpa had complained about all the cooking he had to do, well, then he wouldn't have been doing it in the right spirit. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing something because if it's a godly thing, if it's a good thing to do, such as service, and if you really enjoy it, I would like to kind of make an editorial comment on this. So often people are gratified by people loving their food, you know, have some more. I remember I was in Greece once when I was a much younger man visiting, a friend, and her, it was all on the up and up, not to worry. But it's first thing off the plane. I was taken to dinner at Mama's house and it was, you got the vegetable stew and olive oil all over it and bread to soak up the olive oil. And, well, you need more bread for your oil. Then the next thing was, you need more oil for your bread. I thought I was going to explode, but she was just so enjoying serving me that she didn't notice or care to notice that I was in pain. So I think that when we become belligerent about service, by saying, no one's helping me, I got to do all this work by myself, then we're not doing it for service. And if we are just, if we need to be, what's the word I'm looking for? If we need to be rewarded by people making a big fuss over our food and eating more of it than any four people should eat, then I think also we're not doing the right spirit. I've made this, I offer it to you, take what you like, as much or as little. It's just my way of saying welcome. That you see, when I involve myself in it and I become the object of my service, then I'm not loving. I'm not a true Martha in that sense. I'm the lesser Martha. Does that help at all?
Yes, a lot. And
good.
What about the level? I don't know. I identify also Martha as a person that prayed less because of the.
Well, maybe she prayed. Maybe the Lord convinced her that she should do more praying and listening, and less complaining. You know that this. I think in the Great Commandment, love God and love your neighbor. We always say that's the first, the Great Commandment, but we forget the first part of the Great Commandment. Hear, O Israel, The Lord your God is God alone. The first part of the great commandment is here. It's listen. You know, that we can't really love someone unless we listen to them. Here, eat more of this. Plop, and it goes on your plate. Have we listened to them? Say, would you like any more? No, it was wonderful. I'm stuffed. Okay. You know, as a priest, it can be very difficult to go to people's homes because you like to do it. But somehow their self-worth is so tied up with your wanting to, you know, clog your arteries to the point that you eat their food. You know, this is a very difficult thing. And one should offer the guest, and if the guest says no, thank you, that to not give them food is a kindness. Oh, you have to have more. You have to have more. You know you want more. No, I don't want more. Yes, you do. That's not being kind, and that's not listening. Before you can love someone, you have to hear them, be it God or your neighbor. So I think that to be a person who loves to serve, you have to understand. I love the idea of a waiter. You know, in English, we call people who serve at table waiters. That's because they're supposed to wait. In a really classy restaurant, you never notice the waiter until you need him. You lift your eye from the plate, and the waiter's right there. He's kind of behind a pillar waiting. Most times, it's impossible to get the waiter's attention because he doesn't want to, you know, in a cheap restaurant. That, to me, is the quality of a restaurant, part of the quality of a restaurant. If the waiters actually wait instead of force things on you or become distant from you when you really want something. So I don't know. I'm just pontificating on this. Hope that helps a little, Sandy. God bless, and thanks for calling in.